Representative Jill Billing sponsored the bill. She says it offers victims of human trafficking both the legal and financial means to get their lives back on track while holding their perpetrator legally accountable. The bill also covers other types of victims, including sexually exploited children. Billing says she started pushing for the bill after attending a human trafficking conference in La Crosse, where she was struck by the story she heard from victims.
They were robbed of years in their lives, some women decades, many of us, I thought of myself, in my life I've had the opportunity to build a healthy job resume, be in healthy relationships with my family members and friends, and join a church, join a book group, have kids. These things that I just take for granted in my life, and some of these women never have the opportunity to do that. That's stolen from them.
Representative LaTanya Johnson is a member of the Assembly's Criminal Justice Committee, which heard the bill. She says she hopes it gives the victims options.
The reality of this situation is that it's the victims who are enduring this abuse. So giving them an avenue saying, yes, they can sue their perpetrators and they can get access to those assets, I think it's only fair. And it's something that should have taken place a long time ago.
According to the Polaris Project, a nonprofit that fights human trafficking, 29 states and the District of Columbia offer some type of civil remedy specifically for victims of human trafficking. Breanne Chasseau, Wisconsin Public Radio News.